Glory to God. Okay, we're looking at the topic pneumaticus, right? We did 10 and 11 yesterday, so we'll flow from there to up today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's say this verse together. Hold on, let's put our hands together and say this verse. Our Father, we receive revelation knowledge that is found in the written word. We behold Christ from the written word as he sees us in himself. He's glorified in our midst today and will stand edified. Utterance is granted me today. I edify and I receive today from the brethren. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So quickly, let's look at Matthew 28, from verse 18 to 20. Matthew 28. It says, 18 to 20, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He says, go ye therefore and make disciples of every nation. Say, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, quickly. We have seen that what the believer will be taught to be what? Discipleship. Taught in discipleship will be what? Concerning spirituals, right? Pneumaticals, right? Okay, just to reiterate that. We have also said that the things of the Spirit are practiced where? In the ecclesia, in the local church, right? So the local church is where the things of the Spirit are practiced, and it's for the benefit of all, right? Some Pharaoh, right? It's for the benefit of all. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 7. Say, for the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit without, for the profit of all, the common good of everyone, right? So it is for the profit of all, glorifying Christ, right? Right? Right?
Yes.
Glorifying Christ and edifying the church, right? It's the benefit of all. Okay, since it's glorifying Christ, it will have no fear in it. There will be no fear. There will be no fear in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today we'll be looking at revelation gift. But yesterday we looked at entrance gifts, right? And there was something I skipped that I wanted to say. That would be 1 Corinthians chapter 14 concerning the entrance gift. 1 Corinthians 14 verses 26 to 30 to 28. Rather, 26 to 28. If you are there, we'll read. He says, how is it then, brethren? When you come together, every one of you had a psalm, had a doctrine, had a tongue, had a revelation, had an interpretation. Say, let all things be done unto edifying. For if a man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at most by three. You see that? Let it be by two, or at most by three. And that by course, let one interpret. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. So when you remember the use of that word one, it's not saying when two or three people speak it, then one person should stand and interpret. No. You remember the use of that word one. Right? You must have followed us to this point. Hallelujah. So that one is used for the one who speaks. Do you know what I mean? So that let one interpret will be the one who speaks. Let him interpret. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Okay, he said let one interpret. He said, if any man speak, okay, verse 28. But if there be no interpreter, what you mean by if there be no interpreter, it means if the person does not have the interpretation. Look at what he says in verse 28. He says, let him keep silence. When he hears, let him keep silence, meaning he's talking to that one who is speaking in tongues. And remember, it's the ecclesia. Are you hearing me? Who is speaking in tongues? He said, let him keep quiet. Let him keep silent in the church. And let him speak to himself and to God. Now, you know, some people will hear and say, hey, can you just become nobody's interpreting. Say, this Paul said, everyone should keep quiet. If you cannot, if there's no interpreter, let us not speak in tongues. That was not what Paul said. Remember, I said something yesterday. He said, forbid not to speak with tongues, right? He said, I wish that you all prophesy, but I say, forbid not to speak in tongues. When you speak in tongues, it's important. Hallelujah. So look at that verse 28 very well. It says, let him keep silence. That word silence is the word sigao in the Greek. In the word sigao. Sigao. Sigao is used for a relative silence. It's not total silence. It doesn't mean be totally silent. No. It's used for a relative silence. Hallelujah. Look at that verse 28 very well. It says, let him keep quiet. He didn't say let him just keep silent and just be looking at everybody. No. Let him keep silent and let him do what? Let him speak to himself and to God. So the keeping silent is not to come and just stand and be moping like Mopo. No. He said keep silent and let him minister to himself and to God. And when he said minister to himself and to God, what does he mean? You must have read verses 3 very well. Look at verses 3. Verses 2 rather. I say, for he that speak in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. So when he said, keep silent and speak to yourself, he's talking about, well, look at what he says in that verse. He said, for no man understanding, how beat in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. He speaks mysteries. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing this? Verse 4, he said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. Did you get that? So when he said, let him speak to himself and to God, he is referring to verse 2 and verse 4. Verse 2 says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speak not unto men, but unto God. So when he says, let him keep silence and speak to himself and to God, it means he should continue in tongues. Do you understand me? He's not saying because you've not gotten the interpretation, you should just keep quiet. No. Just continue speaking in tongues. So that sigao, that silence is relative silence. Do you understand? Paul will use that word sigao also in Romans 16:25. For the gospel ministered in the Old Testament by the words of the prophet at 16:25. Look at what he said. He says, now to him who had the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept silent since the world began. He said, which was kept, the revelation of the mystery, which was kept silent since the world began. Question you now ask is, when you talk about the revelation of the mysteries, he said, which was kept silent since the world began. He's talking about the gospel, right? Right? We saw that, right? That is verse 25. It's there. It says, according to my gospel, that is the preaching of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. According to the revelation of the mystery. Now that revelation of the mystery is the gospel of Christ, right? Now he has which was kept silent since the world began. Question is, was the gospel kept silent? No, that was silent since the word sigao. I already is relative silent. Hallelujah. Because the prophet spoke about it, right? Right? In chapter 1 verse 4, Paul had already said it, that it was what? In the words of the prophet. Hallelujah. Did you get that? He has said it in chapter 1. The promise which God made. Are you following? Look at chapter 1 of Romans, verses 2 into 3. He says, which he promised by his prophet. He calls it the gospel of God. Which he promised by his prophet. In the Holy Scriptures. Now he's saying that gospel was what? In sigao mode. So when he says sigao mode, what does it mean? It means there was relative silence. Hallelujah. What is the relative silence? For they who believed. Because if the gospel was silent, meaning it was not spoken about, they would not have had Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Abel, Jerusalem. So it was spoken of. Hallelujah. It was spoken of, but it was in a sigao mode. I was in a sigao mode. Jesus will say in Matthew 19, verse 5. He said, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart. Do you understand me? So that hardness of heart is what hides the gospel. Do you understand me? That is unbelief. Unbelief hides the gospel. Do you understand me? But was the gospel in total silence? No. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. So you need to understand that. So the word silent. You know, I said that because some people say, hey, let me show you. Bible says, if, if, if,
If you don't have interpretation, keep quiet.
No, he says speak, continue speaking. That's what Paul is saying, continue speaking.
Hallelujah. Keep edifying yourself. Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me? Glory to God.
I needed to say that.
Glory to God. So let's go back to chapter 12. Chapter 12. We're going to be a bit fast. Because we're supposed to round up on time today. Okay, hallelujah. Chapter 12, verse 9. It says, okay, I'll start from verse 7. It says, for the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit without. For to one is given the spirit of wisdom, to another the word, to another the word of knowledge by the same spirit. Verse 10, to another workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. Now we said a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discernment or discerning of spirits are called revelation gifts, right? Right? They're called revelation gifts. So we're looking at the revelation gift. Look at chapter 14. Just flow down to chapter 14. I'm going to go through from verse 23 again, into 26. It says, if the whole church be come together in one place and all speak with tongues, and they come in those who are unlearned and unbeliever, will they not say you are mad? Meaning, first of all, the whole church can come together and speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, but if they come in the unbelievers and the unlearned, so the things of the Spirit are unintelligent to the unbelieving heart, or the one who is not taught the word. Hallelujah. Look at verse 24. But if one prophesy, and they come in one who believes not, or one who is unlearned, is convinced by all and is judged by all. And thus are the secret of his heart made manifest. And falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is with you. I report that God is in you of a truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, how is it then, brother? When you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. So in verse 25, remember verse 24, it says, if all prophesy, right? The unlearned and unbeliever, what happens to them? They are convinced by all, right? And judged of all, right? He then says in verse 5, and thus the secret of his heart are made manifest. What is Paul saying? Paul is trying to show us that, see, the primary or the best gift in relative sense. Remember in chapter 12, verse 13, he said, convert the best gift. Right? Say convert the best gift. So when you need the word to desire or to convert the best gift, he's using it in a relative form. Do you understand it? So Paul is showing us something here. He's telling us that, see, utterance gift is the doorway for revelation gift. He says, via utterance gift, prophecy, right? He says the secret of the heart. Remember, prophecy will be tongues plus interpretation, right? Now he said the secret of one's heart is made manifest. Do you understand me? Via what? Prophecy. Meaning, when I speak in tongues, in that time, Pastor said, how is it then, brother? When we come together, I say, each of you has a psalm. Actually, if you rearrange it, it's supposed to be each of you has a tongue, has an interpretation. Are you hearing me? Has a tongue, has an interpretation, had a doctrine. Do you understand me? Has a psalm, has a revelation. Do you understand me? So in a tongue and interpretation, you would have a doctrine. It's not part of what we're going to discuss today. Hallelujah. 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 But you know, your tongue and your interpretation, which is prophecy, should be something that one can teach from. This is where your prayer. Do you understand me? I should be able to teach. We are teaching Ephesians 1 today. It's Paul's prayer. I hope you know that. We are teaching Colossians 1 today. It's Paul's prayer. Ephesians 3. It's Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus. But we'll draw doctrine from that prayer. Do you understand me? The same way too, I should be able to look at your prophecy, your word, your tongue and interpretation, and it will be doctrine. I should be able to teach
scriptures from them. Do you understand me?
So
remember we said the guy, that was why I told us last week that the guy, we have a guide. What is the guide?
The word.
Do you understand me? And that was the reason why I said so. That's why I said the guide is the word. Because I should be able to look at what you said and see it from the scriptures and explain it with the scriptures. Do you understand me? Hallelujah.
So he said that we have a, now he now said you have a sound. Right? Right? Meaning I could still take your tongue interpretation and we'll sing it out.
Do you understand me? We'll sing it out. We'll sing it out. Hallelujah. And also, with your tongue and interpretation, something will be revealed. Something will also be revealed. Do you understand me? Just via tongues and interpretation. So you see, tongues and interpretation, which is prophecy, utterance gift, is a doorway towards revelation gift. That's what God is showing us. Do you understand me? It's the doorway to revelation gift. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God had discussed revelation and he said, how can I not have revelation? Calm down. We are getting there. Hallelujah. 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 In years to come, there's something we'll look at. That was revelation. Apocalypse. We'll look at it well. Hallelujah. It's to me, it's becoming a big word in the room that you have to investigate well. Hallelujah. You have to investigate it well. Hallelujah. Okay. But the word revelation is used in two forms in scriptures. Well, it's not something we have to look at today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, let's just continue. So we said, utterance gift is a doorway. So never lose sight of that. Never lose sight of that. So when you give a tongue, you give an interpretation, you can have revelation gift from there. Or is a doorway through which you have. So we now say the primary gift in the local church is what? Utterance. The primary gift in the local church is utterance. We're not discussing revelation, right? It's very important I lay this down. Hallelujah. So we just looked at revelation gift, which is what? Word of wisdom, a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. Let's look at the first one, word of wisdom. Word of wisdom. Now, when you look here, the word of wisdom, we are going to consider two words. We're going to study two elements from that word of wisdom. Now, what we're looking at is the word. Word is the word logos. 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 I don't know. I'm not using that word, big word in the room now.
Logos too is an ambiguous word. I'm changing it from what I have in my notes. It's an ambiguous word. The usage of the word in context determines what it means. Logos. Let me just say, Logos! Logos means a body of truth.
No, it is the conclusion of the message.
Fine, good, correct. But you have to look at the context well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. So, a big word in the room, ambiguous word. The usage of the word is in context. The usage of the word in context determines its meaning. It cannot be universal in application.
Same goes with every word. Context is key. It's just like when you hear the word Adolphus. I say, ah! Adolphus means you are from the same room. You are from the same father. And you just use it like that. You might not be correct all true. Because the Jews call themselves Adolphus. You know what I mean? No. Let me not put it like that because you can see trace them down to Abraham. Hallelujah. Let me say Adolphus is a name given to spiritual brethren. See, that word is a spiritual word. Adolphus. He said, for which cause? He's not ashamed to call us Adolphus. Meaning it's for believers. But you need to read well to understand the fact that the Jews call themselves Adolphus. Do you understand? So it's not unique to believers. Do you understand me? Aha. So that doesn't mean everybody, you not say Adolphus in the scripture, referring to believers. Calm down. Look at it in context. Do you understand?
Do you understand? So you have context will determine the meaning of the word. So context is key. King. Context will be king. Here, the word logos implies a fragment. A fragment or a piece. A fragment or a piece or a fact of wisdom. It's a word of wisdom. Use the word a word of wisdom. Do you understand me? So it means a piece of it. It's not the totality of it, but a piece of it. Do you understand me? A piece of it. Are you following me? Not the totality. You say, aha. No, it's a piece of it. Hallelujah. A fragment of it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's flow. Let's look at the word wisdom. It's the word Sophia. Sophia or Sophia. It implies an insight into realities and things. An insight into realities and things. If you look at, if you remember 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 very well, where we said, and there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which works all in all, right? So since remember we say that diversity of operation, I say it's the same God who works all the gifts in all the ministries, right? He works all the gifts in all the members, right? So all the gifts are in all the members. So those part of that gift, that part of that charisma, part of that endowment is what the word. I mean a word of wisdom, right? So since it's a word of wisdom, that means that this wisdom, this Sophia, is the Sophia of God. Do you understand? It's the Sophia of God. This Sophia we're talking about, because Sophia is what is acquired. It can be acquired. This Sophia we're talking about is the Sophia of God that cannot be acquired. Do you understand? Cannot be acquired by observation. Do you understand? It cannot be acquired. It is available in the spirit. It cannot be acquired by observation or by learning. No. It is a function of the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can say this wisdom is available in the spirit. In the spirit of God, which indwells the believer, that produces a fragment or a piece or a fact of the all-knowing wisdom of God. I'll take it again. This wisdom is available in the spirit of God, which in the spirit of God, which is in the believer, that produces a fragment, a piece, or a fact of the all-knowing wisdom of God, revealing facts to happen in the future. So the word of wisdom reveals facts that would happen in the future. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Are you following me? Okay, hallelujah. Okay, let's go. So, the word of wisdom will deal with specific things. It will deal with specific things. Facts that you can relate to it. To deal with facts you can relate with. So it therefore implies that since it is a word, it is not wisdom, it is a word of wisdom. Never lose sight of it. Hallelujah. Since it is a word of wisdom, therefore it will not be the details of events. No, you might not have total details. No, it's a word. Hallelujah. But there will be facts you will be able to relate with. Do you understand? You have facts you can relate with. Are you following me? But if I don't get explicit details of everything, no. Do you understand? But you will have facts you can relate with. Are you following me? Are you following me? Aha. Glory to God. Let's look at some examples. Luke 22, verse 31. Jesus and Peter. Remember, it talks about what facts or things that would happen in the future, right? Right? Okay. Luke 22, verses 31 to 34. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that thy faith will fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Did you see that? When thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both in prison and unto death. And Jesus said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall crow this day. Shall crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Did you see that? This is word of wisdom. He's telling him, this is what you will do.
Hallelujah. Was there details?
There was no details.
Because when the details showed up, it was a little child, a damsel. The Bible says, a little damsel. I know you, you were with him. He said, Bible says, he cursed her. You understand? And by the time he's doing it, he just,
the last one, as soon as it was done, denied, the cock crows. He could not relate with it that Jesus said, the cock will crow. And you have denied me for 3 hours.
You understand? So, did Peter have facts to relate with? Yes, he did. Did you see that? They were facts. Hallelujah. Did you get that? They were facts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired that he may sift you as wheat. Say, but I've prayed for you. Did you get that?
I've prayed for you. This is one of wisdom. And he tells him, you will deny me thrice. That is telling him what will happen. Are you hearing me? Word of wisdom.
Let's look at another example. Look at Jesus and Judas. Matthew 26. Please, concerning the betrayal. Matthew 26, 21. And as they did eat, he said, very, very, I say to you, that one of you shall betray me. Now, listen to this. He said, one of you shall betray me.
Fact, right? Was there details about who the person would be?
No.
But he said, one of you shall betray me.
Look at verse 22. And they were exceedingly sorrowful and began everyone to ask, began every one of them to ask, to say unto him, Lord, is it I? You understand? He said, is it I? Meaning, Pastor Shepherd said, everybody, it shows that all of them had the tendency of betrayal. All of them had the tendency to betray. Say, Lord, is it I? Is it I? All of them had the same. It's not like Judas was singled out as a person. No, Judas became that one. Do you understand me? So all of them had the same equal opportunity to betray. Do you understand me? But that, there was a fact that one of you. So the betrayal will come from one of you. So there was a fact to relate to. In verse 23, he now went further to that say, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. Who dippeth hand with him? All of them were dipping hand. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Are you following me? So, did they have fact to relate with? They did. Are you following that?
They have fact to relate with. So, very important.
So,
Word of wisdom will come as counsel. It will be informative at times. Sometimes it will be counsel. I want to look at that. It will be counsel. To counsel you. It will come as admonition, as a warning at times. Do you understand? As a warning.
To come as a warning to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at in the book of Acts. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 13. Acts Verse 2. So now they were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manan, which had been brought up by the Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work that I have called them. Did you get that? That is counsel. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? For the work that I have called them. So we find counsel. You have information of what the Spirit will have you do. You have information of what the Holy Ghost will have you do per time. Was there total information of the work that He has called them to do? No. But most times, no, as you get into it, you discover more. Hallelujah. As you get into doing it, you know what more. Are you understanding me? But there's a work for them to do. And the Holy Ghost spoke through what? The brethren. Do you understand? So it came out as a word of wisdom. Are you hearing me? Concerning what the Spirit will have them do. Talking about what? The future. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at chapter 11, verse 28. Something about Judea. I want you to see. Chapter 11. So this is, and there stood up one of them named Agabus. Now today his name is Agabus. Permit me. In chapter 11, his name is Agabus. After a year, his name become prophet Agabus. And he will be called prophet because of this. Let's leave that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's continue. He said, there stood one of them called Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great dread throughout the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. And the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea. Hallelujah. So before the drought happened, the Holy Ghost spoke through Agabus. True bro, Agabus. Hallelujah. Are you following me? He spoke through bro, Agabus. And they were aware. And relief materials were sent to what? To Judea. Do you understand it? So it's word of wisdom. They were aware. This is the danger that will happen. This is what will happen. We're going to look at that later. Are you following me? This will be what will happen. This will be what will happen. Just like Paul in the voyage. He said, "I foresee that this voyage will be of great danger." Do you understand me? That should be Acts. Of Apostles chapter 22 or 23, he said, "I foresee that this voyage will be of great danger, not just of the things alone, even of our own lives." See, I foresee. Do you understand? So you, the word of wisdom can warn of an impending danger, so you can receive warnings. Do you understand me? Receive warnings, admonitions. Do you understand? You can receive warnings. Not warnings that will create fear. Hallelujah. Because Paul said, "I believe in God. I believe God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So you can receive warnings. That is admonitions. Look at chapter 21. For that same act. Verse 2. I was talking about verse 1. He said, and it came to pass that after they were gotten from them and had launched, we came with a straight course unto Cus, and the day following, unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Patra. Patra. And finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went abroad and set forth. Now, when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre. And there the ship was to unlaid her body. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul, through the Spirit, that we should not go up into Jerusalem. Do you understand me? There was a warning by the Spirit that they should not go up into Jerusalem. Did you understand that? Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, are you following this? Yes, look at verse 10. And when we are tarried there many days, and they came down from Judea, a certain prophet, none is a prophet, named Agabus. And when he had come into us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and his feet and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jew at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when they heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Did you get that? This is the second time they're having a
warning not to get into Jerusalem. Understand? So, by the Spirit, Agabus spoke. Do you understand me? By the Spirit, what happened? Agabus spoke. There's something we're going to bring out from this story, but it will not be today. Hallelujah. We'll discuss it when we will begin to discuss the witness of the Spirit. Do you understand me? The witness of the Spirit and following the inward witness. We'll discuss something along this line. Hallelujah. Yes, are you following me? But you see, there was already an admonition or a warning of an impending danger via what? The word of wisdom. Do you understand me? Are you following that? Say, do not go. Agabus came and carried his girdle. His girdle can be seen as a belt today. Do you understand me? And he tied his hands and he said, so shall the person, the owner of this, be bound in Jerusalem. Do you understand me? So he's talking about what will happen. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. So, and thus it is vital to note that the word of wisdom always points to the future. Are you following me? Always will point to the future. It is a piece. It's a piece of insight into what God knows about the future. So what you are saying is a piece of what God knows about the future. So you only have, do you understand? You only know a piece of it. Hallelujah. Concerned about the future. Hence, the believer can receive what God knows about the future. A believer can receive what God knows about the future. You can receive it. Hallelujah. But take it to be a peace. Hallelujah. So how can I receive it? How can it be received? Right? How can it be received? We'll go back to our 1 Corinthians chapter 14 again, verse 23 to 26. Remember that scripture? Let's just look at it again, 23 to 26. He says, if therefore the whole church come together in one place and not speak with tongues, and they come in, and those who are unlearned and or unbeliever, will they not say you are out of your mind? But if all prophesies, and they come in, one who believes not, or one who is unlearned, he is convinced of all and is judge of all, and thus the secret of his heart are made manifest. And falling to the ground, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. Hallelujah. So it is received via prophesy, via prophecy, via utterance gifts when we come together. So
So we can say prophecy, as we said earlier, is a pathway to the revelation gift when we come together. When we come together, we can receive it via our prophecy. Also, it can be received via inward revelation. Inward revelation. Or via appearances or a vision or a dream. Take away dream for now. Hallelujah. Via appearances or a vision. I hear them. Via appearances or a vision. Just like Agabus. He came and gridled his hands. That is inward revelation. You just know certainly this is what is still will happen to. This is what is happening. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Some people just have a vision. Just have a vision of what will happen. And you just say it out concerning that. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. So when we come together via prophecy, it is revealed. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we can know what the Spirit will have us do. We can know what the Spirit would have us do and strengthen the brethren. We can know what the Spirit will have us do as a ministry. You can know what the Spirit will have you do part time. Part time. Hallelujah. Part time. And it will happen when we come together. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory, hallelujah. Let us speak in tongues for a while. Let's speak in tongues. Let's speak in tongues. Let's speak in tongues.